I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, just minding my own business. Or, hey, if you're still smoking, quit, will you? Well, folks, there I was, just minding my own business, stuffing my bag in the overhead bin on a flight to New York City last week when I hear, hey, Doc, remember us? I looked around and see this couple that I kinda, sorta, vaguely... I do know it's been quite a while, like at least 2 to 3 weeks. He says, Dave and Darby. Oh, yeah, hi. How are you? Where are you headed? Connecting to Florida, West Palm. Darby says, I love your upstate commercials. You have a great voice. But you know what really got me was your neck up checkup line. Hey, if you're still smoking, quit, will you? I felt like you were speaking directly to me. And Dave says, me too. And Darby says, I quit. And Dave says, me too, both of us 2 weeks ago already, and breathing better already. Wow. Congratulations. If I'd known it would work that well, I'd have said it a lot earlier and more often. You know, you'll probably live 6 to 7 years longer. Darby says, oh, wow, I was hoping for more. Well, since you're breathing better, add in a brisk walk 30 minutes a day and you'll live another 3 to 4 years. No kidding? Nope. Even 10 minutes a day cuts the risk of heart disease by about 30%. No kidding? Nope. So start slow and low. Low minutes, slow pace, and build yourself up to 30. We'll start in Florida. On the beach. Great. Have a wonderful vacation. And my fellow docs out there, research shows if you prescribe quitting to your patients, they'll be more likely to. And there's few better feelings than this. It is our business. So folks, I'm Dr. Rich. No smoking, Joe O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in. And hey, if you're still smoking, quit, will you? And if you're not walking, start, will you? And if you're not prescribing, start, will you? Still smoking, quit, will you? Not walking, start, will you? Not prescribing, start, will you? Ah, that's fun.